Good morning. I think today we're celebrating probably one of the most beloved and colorful saints from the Bible, up there with Saint Peter, which is Mary Magdalene. And excuse me. When you think of Mary Magdala, first of all, when we think of her, we probably think of a lot of things that are traditional, but not yet, we're not really sure. For example, the tradition, was Mary Magdala a prostitute? Maybe. Actually, it doesn't say she was anywhere. There's not any particular implication that she was, but there's a church tradition. But what we do know about her is she was a woman who had been profoundly touched by Christ, to the point that her life had been totally changed, and that Christ had become absolutely everything to her. So, what the Gospels tell us, we know that Mary of Magdala had been possessed by 7 demons. Now, there is nothing and can be nothing, I think, more humiliating and probably to cause greater suffering than demonic possession. Demonic possession doesn't necessarily mean you're an evil person. Usually, if you get possessed, it means that you're engaged in sinful practices because you're opening yourself up, you're out of the state of grace, and therefore you're wide open. So generally speaking, you're not going to get possessed unless you are a sinner, okay? So it's quite likely that Mary of Magdala had been a sinner, and a woman in those times, what kind of person is going to be a grave sinner? Quite likely somebody engaged in prostitution. So there's the possibility. But a person who is possessed means that while the demon can't make you sin, the devil can never enter into the depths of your soul. The devil, when a person is possessed, does have control over your body and can make you do things and say things against your will, and is going to give you tremendous sufferings, moral sufferings, physical sufferings, all kinds. And a person who is possessed, one of the great evils that the devil is going to do is try to drive you into despair. You're never going to get rid of this. You're too weak. God hates you. You're disgusting. You're in the state of... And of course, the devil will do everything he can to get you into deeper and deeper sin and get you further and further removed from God and drive you from despair to death to hell. That's the devil's goal, okay? So Mary Magdala, in this state, we don't know what happened, we don't know how it happened, but somewhere along the line, Christ walked into her life and freed her from that. And she looked and she saw Christ as somebody who looked at her the way that no man had ever looked at her before, and spoke, called her by name, revealed that she was loved. She was known to her core, she was loved, and he freed her from that. And from that moment onward, she would look at Christ and think, this man has meant everything to me. And she put all of her hopes in Christ, all of her heart, all of her love in Christ. He gave her dignity from being an outcast and a public sinner and a demoniac and everything. She became one of his closest followers. He lifted her right up to be one of the most important, most prestigious people in his circle. And all of a sudden, one day, in front of her eyes, he is crucified. Now imagine what that would have meant to all of the disciples, but especially to somebody like Mary of Magdala. All of my hopes, everything, all of my love is in this person, and he has been tortured to death before me in a manner that says that God has cast him off. Next to the Blessed Virgin Mary, the only person who would have suffered more than Mary of Magdala is probably the Blessed Mother in that moment. And we know that she went to the tomb 3 days, after the time that it was even necessary to anoint a body. She went to the tomb first thing in the morning, as soon as it was legally possible for her to go and anoint the body of Jesus. and she discovers that he is risen. He is everything that she had hoped for was true after all. She's gone from the very depths of love to the depths of despair, right back to triumph. And this is what the readings, both of the readings, the first reading in its own way and the gospel, are talking about. Mary of Magdala is a great saint, especially because she was absolutely wide open. She held nothing back.